Mobile Madness. The invention we love to hate. Mobile phones. We've all got one, but they can be annoying at times. In fact, in a recent survey, 30% of US citizens named the mobile phone as the most annoying invention, even more than alarm clocks. One of the main problems is that mobile phones have a tendency to ring at the wrong moment. Important meetings, romantic meals, trips to the cinema. No matter where we are, we can be sure that a phone will ring when we least expect it. And when we least want it to. One spectator's mobile started ringing during a performance of the play A Steady Rain in New York's Broadway. To this man's horror, actors Hugh Jackman and Daniel Craig, who were acting in the play, stopped their performance. "You want to get that?" Jackman asked the spectator, referring to the call. "If you want to get it, grab it. I don't care, grab it. We can wait, just grab it," he added, while the mortified spectator tried to switch the phone off. But this is quite a common occurrence. In Missouri, a mobile phone interrupted a church wedding. "The music had just started to play, and my father began walking me down the aisle," said the bride, Karen Emerson. "All of a sudden, the song Girls Just Wanna Have Fun goes off on my mobile phone. It's my ringtone. Everyone looks at me, and I realise the one thing I've forgotten to do is turn my mobile off." Overheard mobile conversations are also top of the annoying things about mobile phones list. Psychologists at the University of York in England conducted an experiment. One group of people got on a train and started having a loud conversation. Another group started talking at a normal volume into their cell phones. Although some train passengers said the loud conversations were annoying, many more people thought the person talking into his mobile phone was worse. The problem seems to be that people pay more attention when they only hear half a conversation, and that can be really annoying, said US academic Jacob Nielsen. Some phone companies are trying to help resolve these situations. Researchers at the Ideal Industrial Design Company have created the Soho One phone. It gives callers a small electric shock when they speak too loudly. Graham Pullen, of Ideal, says their Soho phones will not be sold, but he hopes they will get designers talking. "Much is made of user-centric design," he says, "but the people surrounding the user need to be considered too." Meanwhile, the number of mobile phone users grows every day. In Britain, there are already 121 phones for every 100 people, according to a recent survey. While in the USA, 1 billion text messages are sent every day. In 2005, there were about 2 billion cell phones in the world. Researchers say there could be 3.3 billion by 2010. Now that's a lot of interrupted theatre productions.